Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump took to his microphone today to announce that there's no need for us to start hoarding anything. In fact, he said that U.S. supply chains are strong. And, he added, leaders are working together to ensure that food remains available. Well, I don't know about you, but I personally feel much better having been reassured by the authorities that there's no need to panic, that the supply chains are strong, and that they're going to make sure that there's plenty of food for all of us. Although I am interested to see this story told by Southern Prepper One, who relayed a tale from his Amazon delivery dude that delivery volumes were way down, and that this was a function of the fact that they had nothing left. There were empty Amazon warehouses. I don't believe this delivery dude is actually accurate, and I'll tell you why in a second. Although it is a plausible story, because certainly we've all seen, I hope you've seen, the footage of the fact that ports right now are empty, that there's no shipping of containers coming in from China for weeks now, and that this is a mounting problem. It is a plausible story that Amazon is chewing through its backlog of cheap Chinese crap and will soon run dry. But I think with that delivery, by the way, that video, now that I know her name, I wanted to give her credit, comes from Leandra Sims' YouTube channel. You can go find her directly. But what this delivery guy, I think, was experiencing after looking into it was the fact that his own company is being fired by Amazon, that Amazon is getting rid of a ton of independent delivery contractors and resorting back to using UPS and FedEx. And so they've been severing ties with small delivery firms, probably including this guy's, and that's perhaps what was actually going on. It's at least questionable. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. We can't really work with that. But in the process of going to check this claim out, I also discovered that there's a growing wave of sentiment coming from decidedly left-wing publications right now. And I want you to join me in taking a look at this. From BuzzFeed, we see some employers are saying that Amazon isn't doing enough. We really need Amazon to do more. What that might look like, I'm not quite sure. And then there's this from Vice. Always, you know, they've talked about the cockroach milk. Always a source of trash. Amazon will falter during the coronavirus crisis, according to experts. Let's check this out. In the coming weeks and months, as the virus spreads, many Americans are holed up in their homes, delivering goods, relying on Amazon delivery services to fill all of their material needs. But as we keep reading, we get to the part where it becomes abundantly clear that Amazon is going to shut down for a period of time. Now, first of all, it should be clear because we know that people are being made to feel pain. Because when you're trying to pass a slew of agendas to get closer to Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, from the cashless society, the digital currency, to the online voting, to the rationing of food, to the mandatory vaccines, to everything related to global governance, you've got to make a very compelling case. You've got to poke the bear very hard. And if you can just go online and order from Amazon, then you're not feeling enough pain to merit all these extreme totalitarian measures. Amazon Prime has to go down, and people have to get really upset and hungry as a result, because they can't leave their houses, and now they can't order from Amazon. And here are the lines that tell us that this is going to happen. Quote, there has been a tremendous slowdown at our ports. It was picking up again, but it's going to drop off again, because at any moment our borders and ports could be closed. There's a tremendous amount of fear among workers we organize that handle Amazon's products. The health and safety, of course, is their priority at Amazon. So, as we look forward here, and with the CDC warning that the virus can live on cardboard packages for up to 24 hours, suddenly there's a vector here established from Amazon's delivery people straight to you, straight to everyone. Suddenly Amazon is a super spreader. And we continue down here. Quote, it's true that a lot of people will rely on Amazon, and that means a lot of pressure on the workforce there. Workers have already said that these performance pressures make it hard for people to follow safety rules and take bathroom breaks. You've got to wonder how people might slow down and wash their hands, especially delivery drivers who are in the field. So, with everyone ordering from Amazon, we just don't have time to wash our hands anymore. And the virus can live on cardboard for 24 hours. You see how they're subtly making, not even subtly, they're making the case that it's just a matter of time. And in fact, here's the quote. In the distribution centers where workers pick up their loads, there's a lot of interaction between people, and they're within close range of each other. Oh, this is just a breeding ground for infection, isn't it? Amazon. This is a disaster waiting to happen. When an Amazon warehouse worker inevitably gets coronavirus, labor experts and organizers told Motherboard, it's unclear whether Amazon will respond by pausing operations, which would disrupt the flow of goods to customers, or simply go on. It's not even clear whether or not they'll listen to the government, but probably they'll just do whatever the government says. So, when this worker inevitably gets virus and the government says shut down, Amazon will shut down because the workers are too tired to wash their hands, and the virus lives on cardboard boxes. And there is the narrative right there in front of you, which guarantees, ladies and gentlemen, that we are going to be experiencing even more pain, especially people who are banking on Amazon deliveries over the next week. So I can just get my whatever it is. Was there any indication, though, that Amazon is planning on something like this, that they expect that they're going to have to shut down their operations? Well, I mean, there was the fact that Jeff Bezos sold $4+ billion of stock. Of course, that was also because he knew that the stock market was going to crash. What else? Amazon, of course, has been investing tons of money over a number of years in their drone delivery services, bringing the packages right to people's doors. Somehow they're ahead of the curve on this one, aren't they? And it's not just Amazon. Business Insider details several other operations that have been putting out drone-based delivery technology, including Domino's and their pizza delivery. It's kind of a novelty, not really a huge deal, although it could work well during the quarantines. But look at the other big players here. Alphabet, aka Google's parent company, is a drone delivery service partnering with FedEx to guarantee your packages get there, and Walgreens, because somehow they happen to know that drone delivery of health and wellness products like over-the-counter medicines might be a good investment going forward. Somehow they knew. Who else? Well, UPS was looking into it because they'll need to make sure that they can deliver packages, and in fact they team up with CVS Pharmacy. Another pharmacy, indicating that the company is looking to focus its initial drone efforts on medical product delivery. Boy, what a fortuitous coincidence, then, that as Americans are going to be locked down in their homes, unable to get medical supplies, unable to get food, that all of these stars just happen to align for these major players who've all been investing in drone delivery and happen to have made the major consumers for those drone deliveries medical products. You just can't make this stuff up. It's so in your face. Walmart, of course, is also looking at drone delivery. So there you've got several players in the space. And as far as food, well, Uber has been working on their Uber Eats project where they deliver food from restaurants. And they've also got a drone branch of that so that they can be taking your takeout food straight from whatever restaurant right to your doorstep. Somehow all of these companies just knew that it would be super convenient and highly profitable, even if they invested tons of capital in these autonomous drone delivery services. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the most blatant, in-your-face, ridiculous. No one should believe that is just a fortuitous chance. That is clearly well-planned and executed in advance of the current needs somehow now immediately evolving. But this is just a microcosm of the gall of these people and of the true scale of the destruction that they are currently wreaking right now. It's amazing. Please look at the food. The food shortages that are lying ahead are where we need to focus. That's where I focus because not enough people are talking about that. Everyone's talking about a virus right now. These billionaires have been pouring their money into ag tech. For example, Bill Gates funding Impossible Foods, whose CEO comes out and openly says, we want to end animal agriculture. Or Jeff Bezos, who's been funding to the tune of nearly billions of dollars, Plenty, which is a vertical indoor farming operation. And then, of course, he bought Whole Foods, which is now selling Plenty's produce indoors. This fake meat investments, though, is really interesting. Bill Gates and Richard Branson putting a ton of money into Impossible Foods, like we said, and declaring war on animal agriculture, declaring war openly on farmers and ranchers. Like I said, they're not secret about what's going on right now. And so as we saw, I mentioned yesterday, as we see now the promise that cattle markets are going to be shut down over the coming weeks because no producers, no packers are going to be taking deliveries in the midst of an epidemic. That's a terrible idea. Everything's going to shut down. And as we also see these industries, pork and beef industries, warning that labor shortages are going to make it impossible to take care of the animals, that they need hundreds to thousands of people every day just to come in and keep their operations running, keep their pigs and their cows fed. That's not bode well for the health of those animals. And it's troubling that somehow, again, somehow in advance of the current need, the road was already being paved for foreign meat to enter our markets and to do so undetected. As the USDA has been lifting its ban on the imports of beef from Brazil and even opening the way for beef to come in from Namibia, as if we don't have beef here in the United States, why would we be importing beef from Africa? Well, maybe we don't have beef for much longer in America. And maybe that's why Sonny Perdue is suddenly, the USDA, is suddenly removing country of origin labeling. In other words, they're not allowed to tell you where the meat comes from anymore. We're going to take away mandatory country of origin labeling. So suddenly, you can't tell where your beef is coming from, and they're opening the doors for all of this foreign beef to come in. And that's not all. Look at the way that this has played out in China. And bear in mind also that over the course of the last couple years here, African swine fever has eliminated 1 in 4 pigs on the planet, most of them in China. That was before the coronavirus outbreak. And now, with the quarantines there, in the wake of this whole thing in China, we've seen headlines like 300 million chickens at the edge of death because we can't get feed to them. The whole country is shut down. And that situation escalated until headlines like, bitter harvest for Chinese farmers, crops are rotting in the fields as workers are forced to stay at home and transport links are cut. Again, no labor to do the harvest, to work on these farms and ranches, and no ability to get the product to market. We see that poultry breeders and vegetable growers are the hardest hit. So how have they been feeding what's going on there? How are they feeding their people? This piece tells us that the Chinese government has forged new partnerships with producers who are able both to produce but also to protect from infection. Let's read a little bit here. Some companies have been unable to deliver products and unable to receive raw materials. That's what we're looking at here exactly. Furthermore, vegetables piled up and became unmarketable. However, some of these producers were able to show that production and prevention were not mutually exclusive. We can do it. We can produce safe, clean food. But how? Well, let's take a look at their examples. Well, these guys were able to change the supply of lights and fertilizers. That sounds like an indoor farm, doesn't it? Yeah, it's a 10,000 square meter plant factory in a single building. Okay, what about this other guy? San Nan Bio, yeah, Nutrient Solution. Ah, it's another ag tech company, another indoor vertical farms. In fact, all of these partnerships happen to be with high-tech supply services. And here you see, this is what we're talking about. These are the farms that are now getting to deliver food to the Chinese people. even as farmers can't get their supplies, can't get their labor, and are cut off from market, robotic, indoor, vertical farms are taking over. Example after example is this new ag tech nonsense, because it's a clean room, and so no viruses could possibly be. This is the safe way for the future. Farms are dirty, old relics, barbarous, like gold. We'd never do that. Could that be happening here? Could they shut down our markets? In fact, yes, I put out a video yesterday that, due to the virus, we're shutting down farmers' markets across the nation right now. But that's all right, because fast food companies, retailers, like we said, Whole Foods is switching to plenty-grown indoor vertical farms. Wendy's, we see here, is switching to only their greenhouse indoor hydroponic tomatoes. We've already seen a rash of companies over the course of this last year start offering the impossible meat, the fake meat burger. Again, what a fortuitous chance. What a just a lucky day for them that we invested all this money in our lab-grown meat and we marketed it to people and we did a huge IPO. And now suddenly there's no more meat. We happened to have created this market for fake meat right at the perfect time before this outbreak. If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. And as we watch, you know, I've seen there's no meat on the shelves here around plenty of stores in California. In fact, I'll throw in that around the Sacramento area, up into the Sierra foothills, Safeways and other grocery retailers have been hit by a swarm of locust-like creatures emanating from Sacramento and San Francisco because the shelves are completely empty there. And so people have been driving 3 to 4 hours just to get to a Safeway where they can buy some of their supplies. And the hardest hit things, of course, have been toilet paper and bleach, but the meat is all gone. All the chicken, all the beef, shelves were empty around here. And so just stepping back from that, do you see how they've cornered the market? Even as I feel like I'm unable to really capture this as well as I'd like to, but even as there will be labor shortages that mean we're going to see just horrific scenes playing out across farms and ranches in America this year. And I'll leave it at that. Somehow, again, they're so lucky to have been making such huge capital investments in the fake food, in the indoor farms, in the retail channels to get this transhumanist trash to you, this fake food. And they're shutting down the farmers' markets. This is a wholesale replacement of agriculture. This is not standing up new climate-friendly systems. No, this is killing off the old systems, destroying farmers and ranchers, a war on farms. This is food wars playing out large because, as another billionaire said, the one who set up a lot of the things we're living through today in the medical system, Rockefeller, competition is a sin. There can only be their system for food creation, for growing and to get that food to you, because they must control it and they must control you. Ladies and gentlemen, please take these warnings to heart and start growing your own food and warn the people around you. And if you're going to go get one last batch from Amazon and feed the beast, at least use this link, iceagefarmer.com/Amazon. It'll take a little bit of the profit away from Amazon and it will support this channel. And maybe you might actually get that delivery, or maybe it'll come from a drone. But either way, I hope it is abundantly clear to you that what we are experiencing right now is a script that was written well in advance and for which these billionaires and the powers that be have well positioned themselves to profit and ultimately to take total control. Thanks for watching, folks. Please support my work on patreon.com/iceagefarmer and let's go build great things and grow plenty of food for the folks around us.